Off the ball. Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we hear from England midfielder Georgia Stanway ahead of the first semi-final at the Women's Euros. Manchester United complete the signing of Brian Mbeumo, but who are they chasing to ease both their goalkeeping and striking woes? And a Liverpool hero passes away at the age of 70. First up, England manager Serena Wiegmann expects to have a fully fit squad to choose from for tonight's Euro semi-final against Italy. Captain Leah Williamson had been a doubt after she went off with an ankle injury in the quarterfinal win over Sweden, but she was back in training yesterday. Wiegmann says Williamson is pushing to be ready to lead the team in Geneva.
She really wants to play, and she did everything to recover as good as possible, and she has, so she could be training today, and when she recovers well, she's available tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Wiegmann says Jess Carter is ready to play against Italy. The defender has been targeted by racist abuse online during the tournament and has actually come off social media as a result. Midfielder Georgia Stanway says the upset hasn't disrupted their preparations for the game, though.
If anything, it's probably brought us together as a team. There's some things that we will never be able to understand, and that's one of those. And yeah, we need to cut it out of society. We need to cut it out of football.
Italy will be hoping to cause an upset similar to the one they caused last week in the quarterfinals against Norway. It'll be their first semi-final in 28 years, and their captain Cristiana Girelli, who scored twice in that quarterfinal, will be hoping to inspire her side into a first final since 1993. When the two sides met in a friendly last year, England won 5-1. Kickoff tonight in Geneva is 8 o'clock. The other semi-final is tomorrow between world champion Spain and Germany. Hugo Ekitike has arrived in London to complete his medical before he seals his move to Liverpool. The 23-year-old French striker will sign a 6-year deal with the Premier League champions. The move from Eintracht Frankfurt will be for an initial £69 million. One player who seems to want out of Liverpool is Luis Diaz, unless he gets offered a new deal, which looks unlikely. Liverpool have always said that the Colombian isn't for sale, but Bayern Munich could change that if the price is right. The Bundesliga champions put in a bid of £58.6 million earlier this summer, but that was rejected by Liverpool. Now, Arne Slot's side continued to be linked with a move for Crystal Palace defender Mark Gahey, but they may face some competition. Tottenham, who failed with a late £70 million bid for the Palace defender in January, still want to do a deal for the England international. The Eagles would look for at least £50 million this time around because his contract is up next summer. Manchester United have completed the signing of Brian Mbeumo from Brentford. The initial fee there is €75 million. Mbeumo has signed a 5-year deal at Old Trafford. There's the option of a further 12 months. Tottenham, Arsenal and Newcastle had all previously been linked with Mbeumo, but he says he always wanted to join United, revealing that he had supported them as a kid. Now, one player that won't be playing at Manchester United next season is Marcus Rashford. He's passed his medical at Barcelona and will spend next season on loan with the Spanish champions. The 27-year-old arrived in Catalonia on Sunday night after he got permission from United to complete the formalities of a move, which could be completed today. Rashford's accepted a 25% pay cut, which will save United about £14 million. The deal, which is for 12 months, includes an option to buy for €35 million next summer. Rashford is expected to be presented to the media tomorrow. United are still chasing a number 9, and it looks like Nicholas Jackson might be the man to fill that gap. The Senegal international has been nudged down the pecking order at Chelsea in recent months after the arrival of Liam Delap and João Pedro. Chelsea want a whopping £80 million plus to top up their profit and loss stats. Jackson has rebuffed Milan and Napoli. He wants to stay in the Premier League. It's also believed Ruben Amorim has his eyes on a goalkeeper. Aston Villa's Emi Martinez seems to be the likely candidate, with Andre Onana ruled out for the start of the season. However, the World Cup winner will cost at least £40 million.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble.
Yeah, boy!
It's unbelievable to win this match against so many powerful people. And we are not going to give up. They told me only half of the truth. But with half of the truth and with my boys, we fight opponents, we fight the system.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man! I don't understand this, man! Yo, you got this mother out, man! You're losing!
I think you Turkish, you should carry this. You Turkish, you should speak, not me. You. You should speak. You should denounce. You should say what is going on year after year after year. You should do it. You should do it, not me. Because then I'm going to be the one under attack. I'm going the one that the system will criticize. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to punish me. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to close my mouth. Depends. If the system acts strongly, my words will even disappear. So let's have a laugh. Let's have a laugh.
Yeah, boy! Flavor, Flav!
Leeds have completed the signing of Anton Stach from German side Hoffenheim. The midfielders agreed a four-year deal at Elland Road. The Germany international, who has two senior caps, joined Hoffenheim in 2023 and played 71 times for the club. He scored four goals. Stach is the sixth summer signing for Leeds after their promotion as championship winners. Burnley goalkeeper James Trafford is embroiled in a tug of war as Manchester City and Newcastle tussle for his signature. Newcastle have been pursuing Trafford for a while and had a £27 million bid turned down in June, but the keeper is now reported to be keen on a return to City. Newcastle are also trying to fend off City's interest in Tino Livramento. The Times reports the League Cup holders are preparing a new contract offer for their England defender, but City are circling waving £65 million in Newcastle's direction. Of more interest to Newcastle fans, though, might be the reported interest in PSG striker Randall Kolo Muani. The France forward, who was on loan at Juventus for the second half of last season, has been a reported target for Premier League clubs for years, and Newcastle are now primed to get his signature. AC Milan are close to reaching an agreement with Brighton for defender Pervis Estupiñan after making a second offer for the Ecuador international. Brighton want to recoup at least the £15 million they paid Villarreal for Estupiñan in August 2022. And while a final fee is still to be agreed, there has been progress in discussions between the clubs. Rangers' new manager Russell Martin says he's excited to see the impact he's made at the club when he takes charge of his first competitive game tonight. Rangers play Panathinaikos in the Champions League qualifiers at Ibrox. Martin says he's been impressed with the squad in pre-season, but he wants to see if they can deliver when it really matters.
Tomorrow's going to be a real big test for us to see how far along we are and see how much work we have to do. And also, I think that's the most interesting and exciting bit for us as a coaching staff, is that tomorrow we will learn a lot about the group and learn a lot about what we need to prioritise moving forward over the next few weeks.
Former England international Paul Gascoigne, who of course played for Rangers, is back home and doing well after spending the weekend in hospital. His talent agency confirmed he went to A&E voluntarily on Friday due to a throat condition. Gascoigne said to have struggled with the issue for a while. Elsewhere in the Champions League qualifiers tonight, FCSB of Romania travel to North Macedonia to take on Skendia. The winner of that tie could play Shelburne in the next round, but that's only if Joey O'Brien's men can get past Karabag from Azerbaijan. Shells will also have an eye on events in Croatia. They'll play the losers of the tie between Rijeka and Ludogorets. If they lose to Karabag, that would be in the Europa League. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros begin their Champions League campaign tonight when they take on FC Noah of Armenia away from home. And possible opponents for Shamrock Rovers in the Conference League meet tonight in Kosovo as Balkany host Maltese side Floriana. Cork City winger Malik Dykstiel has signed the pre-contract agreement with Scottish club St Mirren. The Dutch winger will stay at Turner's Cross until the end of the current League of Ireland season. He follows Gennaro Daniels to Scotland after the striker was transferred to Kilmarnock. And finally, former Liverpool and Wales defender Joey Jones has died at the age of 70. Jones played 100 times for Liverpool between 1975 and 78 when he won two European Cups, a UEFA Cup and a league title. He also earned 72 caps for Wales. Jones started his career at Wrexham, where he also finished up in 1992, and he was on the bench for Wrexham's famous FA Cup win over Arsenal in January 1992, the day that Mickey Thomas scored that famous free kick for the Welsh side. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Because I'm sure I'm going to come up against some rough times as well as some good times.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
The manager.
I'm the gaffer.
And I'm not good enough.
And at the end of the day, whatever I say goes.
I'm not good enough. I'm not doing well. That is the truth.
We know we can have our arguments, we can have our good times.
It's as simple as that. I have to find a way to talk to them, to the training, to them, to the where you have to play, the way you have to press, the way you have to build up.
And at the end of the day, I'm the one who's the manager, and I'll be making the decisions.
You know, it's happened, it's football, and move forward.
The buck stops with me.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.